One of the big pleas in the parasha is that when Pari calls over Yosef and he asks Yosef to be mefater the dreams. So we see that Yosef goes from being a dream translator, a pistrin, he's supposed to give a pistrin achalim. That's all he's supposed to do, to translate the dreams, to make meaning of the dreams. He becomes now the economic advisor. He took over the Ganze Meise. He's Pari's chief economic advisor. Pari had economic advisors. He wasn't happy with the dream interpretations. Ein poiser oisam lepari, right? He wasn't happy with the way they interpreted the dreams. Right? He had enough of financial advisors. He doesn't need this Jew. The Daphnish they need to give him aitzes. Yosef starts giving him aitzes. Yafke Pkidim, he should make a Ishnova in Alaratz Mitzrayim, Agansamaisi, make a new position, establish a new position. What's the Tzachto? Forgetting if there's a Loisachone. Forgive your Loisachone. That's Abazun de Hashai. Is there a Loisachone to give unsolicited good advice? Loisachone. But we'll leave that on the side. I'm not going to go into Loisachone. For that, there's many Aitzes. Why it wouldn't be a Loisachone. But what's he doing? What's to tell? What's the Shemayin Akasha? It's an Alta Akasha. It's an old question. What's going on? What's to Tzachto? Yosef Salant has a Gevaldige Pshat, which I want to tie into a whole Machshava. And to also then we'll get to the Haftorah attack, the whole Haftorah that we read this week. It's Taka the Haftorah of Hanukkah. And the Taka has Kedima, right? And the Mishabur Taka says, I'll pursue Menisa. But you'll find an interesting thing, that the Haftorah has very little to do this week with anything of Hanukkah. Very little. You look at the Haftorah, first day though, the ganze Haftorah from Oni Vesimchi, Beretach wegen de Geule, Beretach, in the middle of the Nevoe, Vayareni es Yeshua Kohen Gadol, for Yeshua love was big day tzoyim, Hasivu big day tzoyim, Moatoroye, Zochter, I see a menorah. That's the ganze meise. Vayomer le Moatoroye, Vayomer, Roisi, Vihine, Menoiras, Zov, Kulo, Vegulo al Roisho, Veshivane Roiseo, and that's the ganze meise. What's the tzachto? Not to do with Hanukkah, not to do with a nest, not to do nothing. The whole after is talking about Pesgula and Mises. And grade, I saw a menorah. When you have two weeks Shabbos Hanukkah, so then this after that we read is Vayaschir Masakir. The ganze Mises is the menorah. They remind him the ganze Mises. There it makes sense. Vayashlim is Kolakelim. Vesa menorah. The binyan amenorah, actually the haftorah for the second week Shabbos Hanukkah, when we have it, it's rare. So then hotman der haftorah. That haftorah is more gedanktach. It's more understandable. That haftorah, you understand? For some reason, that haftorah. Not only that haftorah has less of a chashivas. It's not so chashiv. Tainu, if you look by us in Shulchan Aruch and Tofresh Pei Dalet. When it brings down the Haftorah that we read, so it says that we're not doicha if you have a chosen. So Gantz Shaila, what do you do if you have a chosen? So he brings down that if you have a chosen, is doichim as a chosen. So the Mishabur brings down that it used to be a minik that if you had a chosen, they would read a special Haftorah for the chosen. Shabbos Choson. They would read, Sois Osis Bashem, Togel Nafshi, Belekoi, Kik Choson, Yechayim Peher, Sotzuch Met Choson. They used to read that for Shabbos Choson. So he says that they would doiche, they push that, even if there's a Choson, you knock him out. Normally the Choson has a koyach to knock out the regular Haftorah. Here you knock out the Choson. Or be Yeshayim, that's only by Unzer Haftorah, Roni Vesimchi. But the Haftorah from Melachim, which is actually more Chanukadik, more Menoridik, there the Chosn pushes the Eshtupta Haftorah of it. So this Haftorah is a Zaftika Chanukah Haftorah. What's the Shaykhah? Other than when the Novi said Ma'ataroy and I said I saw a Menorah, it's very little to do with it. It's Atzorachim, right? What's going on? When Yosef HaTzadik is given the name Yosef, the name Tzofnas Paneach, so the Torah, the Chassam Sofer, is Oymen HaNakasha, that Mamish, right after he's given the name, immediately after, what does it say? He doesn't take the name. Pari gives him the name. First of all, it's a Pel, the guy's a Zach's a Pel. Pari becomes a Maimon. Which is also a Pella. Once Pari's agreeing, it all came from Hashem versus the Ein Novin V'Chochem Kamoicha. There's a Shvar Briskerov. The Briskerov says that since one of the conditions of Nevuah is you have to be a Chochem, right? And Yosef was the one who got the Nevuah. So Pari said, Ein Novin V'Chochem Kamoicha. So he's like the Briskerov. It's a very difficult Briskerov. Why? It's true that one of the tenoyim of Nevuah is you have to be a Chochem. But there's a lot of other tenoyim. You have to be Samech Bechelko, you have to be Kovish Yitzchak. So it's a whole list of conditions. So it's true that Yosef had to be some level of a Chochem in order to get Nevuah. But the other ones that didn't get Nevuah doesn't mean they weren't Chochem, they could have been bigger Chochemim. A Novi doesn't have to be a Tanai to be a Novi, you have to be a Chochem Yosef Mishloima. You have to have also Chochma. So, Lamashal, if you had somebody, he was a Chochem, and he's Kovishes Yitzroi, and he's an Onov, and he's a Tzaddik, and the other guy is just a Chochem, Einstein. Einstein, I don't want to insult him, right? He's already in the Olam HaEmes. He wasn't Roy Lenevuah, even though he had enough Chochma. Einstein didn't qualify. You understand? He didn't qualify to be a Novi. Now, there are plenty of other people that were not as Chochem Einstein, but they had the other milas. They did qualify for Nevuah. So what's Pari telling him? You was Eicha to Nevuah, not them. Ain't Chochem for Novuah Kamar. So it's Asher Briskerov. Asher Briskerov. But Lamaisa, Pari tells him, all of a sudden becomes a Maimon. And that you have to know also. This is the same power that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to him, he says, "Who's Hashem? Mi Hashem Asher Yesh Ma'Bekoyloi? Who's Hashem? What happened? So Vayochol Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Tak. What happened over here? One interpretation of a dream, he's becoming God fearing." He makes him the vice president. Gewaldig, also gewaldig. Pari, mi Hashem Asher Yesh Ma'Bekoyloi. And after the 10 makis, hotecharot avaiter, vayofach lovav Pari. What happened? What happened to him? But anyway, Lamaisa, Pari gives him a name. He says now, now you want to be you're going to be the vice president, the second most powerful person in the world. So Dr. Paroi, first thing he did was, he gave him a name. Tzofnas Paneach. Gave him a name, Tzofnas Paneach. So under the Pirushim, why he gave him a name. Poshim Shadis, he didn't want him, Yosef is not, it's not going to work with Yosef. Can't have a vice president, Yosef. Tzofnas Paneach. Andrum Gizokt, that there was such a backlash that an Ivri should be a Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim, that he built into his name, we're only doing it because he's an advisor, he's a Tzofnas Paneach, he's giving us Eitzes. It's not because we want a Jew. It's his expertise that we're seeking, right? If we needed an expert cardiologist and he's Jewish, you're not going to say, "Okay, well, I'm an anti-Semite. I'm not going to let the Jew operate on me." Shane, he's a cardiologist. Zokdel, What's the next words? Not in the same pasuk. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Some sofers are even on this. Toich kedei dibur. Pari gives him the new name. Gevaldik. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. It's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that in Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef comes into his father says, "Mi Eila." Ruyim lebrocha. Bonaheim ashenosan li elokim bozer. Bozer, zogt Rashi, hero lo ishtareres in shtar ksube. He showed him his shtar ksube. So the Olam HaMshul remembers the pshat that we brought over based on the Mishnah Melech with the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the only way Yosef could have made a kedushin in Mitzrayim, there was no kosher eidim. But the Mishnah Melech brings down that if shtar works, ksav yodoi could work b'mokam eidim. So the only way Yosef could have made a kosher kedushin in Mitzrayim without kosher eidim is mishtar eres, ksav yodai. Is bon ayem asher nosan li elokim bozeh. But the Chassam Sofer is like a gevaldik pshat. He says he showed his father in the ksuba. What name is there? Vo shteit in ksuba? Shteit nishtaf nas panech. Shteit Yosef. I'm still Yosef. Look. Look at my ksuba. Look at the ksuba, look what I wrote. Bifneyam ve'eda, look what I wrote. Who am I? I didn't go by my royal name. My name is, he showed him what was want to hang a leg down ksuba. That's what Yosef told us. So you have to know what the Torah is conveying here. One last question. I'm sorry to be marach, but Reb Dovid told me to be marach. So let's say Reb Yase. Reb Yase given marach saying, yeah? The Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, which now we was Oichat Tamiri, we already have in Tamiri. It's such a bomb Kasha that every year you have to give another Teretz. The Pnei Yeshua fract. What do you need the whole Nesach Hanukkah? If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If you hold Tumah Dchuya B'Tzibur. Okay? So Dchuya means it's better not to. If it's avoidable, better not to. But if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, what's the Maila? What's the Maila Bechlal? The Bechlal, there's no Maila to this Nes. And that becomes the whole Chagiga Sanes, which itself is a Pella. We spoke yesterday that according to many, the Hallel, the Gansa Hallel of Chanukah is the Neris. The Neris itself is the Hallel Voidor. You need Kavona. We spoke about whether you need Kavona. Even though stand by a mitzvah the Rabbanon, many hold you don't need Kavona. But near Chanukah, als Hallel Voidor, the Hadlok itself is the Hallel Voidor. And the Shloim is Halman, that's how the woman, Yoytza Hallel, the Marcheshes is Kasha with the Binyan Shloim Katz. Where's the woman, how would a woman Yoytza Hallel on Chanukah? If Shloim is Halman holds through the Hadlokah. The Hadlokah alone is Hallel. The lighting of the menorah is Hallel. That's Mamish the Hallel. And the Gemara Tainis, based on Toises over the Anchov Ches, is Mashma, that the whole reason why we're Goymer Hallel B'Kol Yoyim is only because of the menorah, held out of Onifle. Tosfos says, L'chaira, even if you hold that Chanukah qualifies for Hallel, but not eight days. One day. The Gemara says in Erechin, in order to have Hallel every day, you need karbonos. Shini karbonos. And that's why only Sukkot qualifies. Even Pesach doesn't qualify. The Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't qualify for 7 days of Hallel. How does Chanukah get 8 days of Hallel? So Tosfos says, it was a new Nes every day, the menorah. Hazezok Tosfos. Kum t'chois l'shitas Tosfos. That the whole Hallel is all al-stenitzochen of the menorah. Al-stenitzochen of the chashmonoyim, there wouldn't have been more than one day. Here a chiddush gadol. This is not like a pamaranshik in the Emek Brocha. The Emek Brocha says no. The Emek Brocha says the Hallel, he learns the Neris is Zecher for the Pach HaShemen, what we light at night, and the Hallel is Fadr Nitzoch HaMelchama. Azay learns of Pomeranchik. He says there's two dinim. He Taka learns Chanukah was celebrating two miracles. One miracle, it's two separate miracles. One miracle of the menorah, and another miracle of Nitzach HaMulchama, and he learns Halo was only after Nitzach HaMulchama. He calls it a Hatova. That the Nitzach, and that's a Hatova Yisrael. On that you could say Halo. On the menorah you can't say Halo. The Nes menorah you can't say Halo. You make a Zecher by lighting. You don't say Halo. But I'm telling you, as in Tosfos state, Nishtaze. Because Tosfos says that Be'etzim, what's Pshat that you say Halo every day? Tosfos says the reason why we say Halo every day is because the Nes was Nizgadl Kol Yom V'Yom in the menorah. State in Tosfos, not like that. Tzarechi and Gadol. How we understood it. Forgetting there's some Rishonim saying before it, but I'm saying Tosfos is saying like that. But it's a Dover Nifla. Makes the Pnei Yeshua's question 20 times stronger. So the whole Hallel, the Gansa Hallel we had this morning, Rabbi Sherman Mamashi, he blew off the building with Zayin Hallel. Well, the Gansa Hallel is for a nace of Shemen Tor that we didn't need Bechlau. Right? What's Pshat? So I'm sure some of you remember, Al Pi Aloch, I had it sad to say that maybe Adlokas Menorah is called the Chivas Yochid. Based on the Medrash and Baal Yisro, that Shulcho Godel Mishalohem, that could be the Adlokas Menorah is a Mitzvah's Koyen, Shevet Kuhuna. It's not Klal Yisro. If you look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, by the other Mitzvahs that the Koyen does for Klal Yisro, like Tomid, Musaf, look in the Loshon HaRambam Sefer Mitzvahs, who, Shenitztavinu, we were commanded, Sheyakrivu HaKoyenim Tmidim. We were commanded that the Kohen should bring a Korban Tomid. By Musaf. Nitztavinu, we were commanded that the Kohen should bring a Korban Musaf. You know what he says by Ner Chanuk? By Neris? By Ner Menorah? Hu shenitztavu bnei Aroin HaKoyenim La'adlik Neilis. If you look in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says in Yuma, Davov and Dav Zayin, the sugi of Dchuya, the Gemara says over there in Yuma that even if you hold two mechutra b'tzibur, a korban yochid akavu zman is dechuya, not hutra. As I state on Eloi shel Aaron, the Gemara there. Hoya makav porim elim. The Gemara wants to bring a raya tuma dechuya. Hoya makav elim, and the Gemara says, and if it was nitma, we look for another one. The Gemara says, ah tuma hutra. The Gemara says, "Hahu be'eloi shel Aaron." That means even though a korban yochad akavu zman is doicha just like tzibu, or b'shteitin der sugya that it's dechuya, not hutra. So ibazoi, this would okay, but anyway, that's halachadik. But to understand the whole musik that comes out the whole nest here is all on the shemen tohar. How do we understand that? How do we understand that? So I'll tell you a musig, a gedag, a thought, which is very important. Very important. You should know it hit me this week with the current events. You know, when you hear something, current events, you have to stel to always the Torah. So this week, somebody died. Not one Nebuch, two, a couple. And it turned out they didn't stam die. They got killed. And it turned out the person that killed them was their son, Rahman al-Islam. Somebody by the name of Rob Reiner, a ganze actor, producer. I'll tell you the truth, I never heard of him. I was brought up in a home where my parents weren't machanachos with these things. So I don't have a big idea. But somebody in my shul was surprised that I didn't hear of Rob Reiner. I said, I can't admit. So, Lamaisa is a big producer, right? So he and his wife were Nebuch murdered. From what I understand, they were Jewish. Okay, yeah, I'm not giving them a yichus. I don't know, I have no idea if they're Jewish. Today, you don't know who's Jewish, who's not. But as I haste this, that they're both Jewish. They're both Jewish. Which you mean if they're both Jewish, the son's also Jewish. And the son murdered both of his parents. And not a mishug. Obviously, he's a mishug. It's not Meshuggah. He had these struggles with drugs or something. This, he had a couple of bouts with the rehab. So it hit me an unbelievable thing. This is, you're talking about whatever. He's a guy in the 30s, son that murdered his parents, and you know how he killed them. He stabbed them. Stabbing is a whole new level of ritzicha. There's a gang in Mamish went to their neck and he shechted his parents, literally. He shechted his parents. Right? So it hit me. How does such a thing happen? You're talking about, this is not a druggie and grew up in Harlem, in the slums. This is his parents were worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars. You understand? I hate to say they were worth that. That's too strong of a term. They had hundreds of millions of dollars. And Mistama, they went to every possible mumche for this guy. He got the best service. And this article that I saw, that I read, it's Weiss the Chois that he made a meshutuf with him. The father. They produced certain things together. It hit me. What do we learn from this? What's there to learn? So it also ties into this idea. Rabbi Yosef Salant says that what's pshat that Yosef is giving him aitzes? What's pshat? He was called, like I said, he wasn't called to be the financial advisor of the Paro. He was called to interpret the dream. Why is he giving him advice? What's he giving him advice? So Yosef Salant zok, tagevaldige zach. He says, if you look, Paro only wakes up in between the dreams. He only wakes up in between the dreams. He's sleeping the whole time. Eshloft. Yeah. That was also part of the dream. Right? In the dream itself, he dreamt that he woke up and he dreamt that he was sleeping. You understand? When it says, I woke up, he learns, that was all part of the dream. So he the whole dream, part of the dream was that I'm sleeping. He dreamt that he was sleeping. In his dream, he was dreaming. And in his dream, he woke up. And in his dream, he dreamt again. Zucked out. So the dream itself had within itself that he, Paroi, cannot take care of this problem. He needs to have somebody who's awake to take care of the problem. Part of the dream was Dushloft. This is what's going to be going on and you're going to be sleeping. You need to get somebody who's awake. In America, they call it woke, but those people are usually sleeping. Right? But you have to get somebody who's awake that he should be able to take care of this. This is part of the Pisra Nachalayim. Part of the Pisra Nachalayim is you should know you're going to be sleeping. That's a chiluk from the Pisra Nachalayim. So it hit me a Moritika Gedanka. It hit me an unbelievable. You have to realize the chashivas of these dreams. It's huge. Because these dreams, forgetting that this was the Yitzia of Yosef from the Beis Asum, Keitz Samla Choshech, this was the beginning of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. There's an akuda in the dream. Oh, I see Rabbi Center says, he'll remember the Medrash Pliya. There's an akuda in the dream that's a Dover Nifle. I brought down a Medrash Pliya many years ago. The Medrash Pliya brings down that it says that Pari had the dream. Right? And he describes the dream. And the Medrash says, from here we see, the halacha, the Gemara brings down above a basra. Right? That ein matilim mas al tamid chachom. There's a Gemara above a basra. That in the time of Rebbe, they put a mas. And Rebbe paskin, it should only go on the maratzim. Tamid chachom don't have to pay it. Because the problem was only happening because of the maratzim. So the Amaratzim ran away. There was one koivis left, one launderer, a Amoritz left. So they put it on him. He ran away. The government canceled the tax. So Rebbe said, "You see, those who asher dibarti." So the Medrash learns out from this week's parasha that you don't put mas on Talmid Chacham. When the king puts a tax, a financial tax, you don't put on Talmid Chacham. What's a shaychus? So I said pshat in the medrash, please, like this. If you look at Pari's dream, it says he dreamt seven thin cows, seven fat cows, seven thin stalks, seven big stalks. And then it says the thin stalks swallowed the seven big ones. The thin cows swallowed the seven big ones, seven fat ones. Why doesn't it say seven? In the dream it says seven fat cows, seven thin cows. Seven healthy stalks, seven deprived stalks. And then it says, in the swallowing process, it only says seven by the fat, not by the thin. The thin cow swallowed the seven. The thin stalks swallowed the seven. What happened to the seven? All of a sudden, the seven thin ones lose their number. You know why? Because when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the hunger stopped. The seven was only Bekoyach. But Poyel, it didn't happen. But Poyel, Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, and it ended early. It didn't end up being 7 years. It was only Bekoyach 7 years. That's why, when they swallowed it, it doesn't say the seven thin ones. Because it ended up not being seven. The seven stayed. The seven fat ones stayed. That was there. That was all in the dream. That means that even though Bekoyach there was going to be seven Yimei Rov, Yankif, the Torah, comes down to Mitzrayim, Potl. So the Medrash, Mikan She'in Matil Mas Al Tamid HaChomim. You see that the economy is also, whatever blessing it has is Tamid HaChomim, whatever the Tzoros is not, Memelel, you don't put the Mas, that's a Pshanda. I think that the reason why this was all part of the dream was to tell Klal Yisrael that our survival in the Golos, we have to know our survival is the Torah. Our survival, our Gashmiyistik survival is the Torah. Not just our Ruchniyistik survival. Our Gashmiyistik survival is the Torah. And in the dream itself, it captures the fact that the hunger will be stopped with Yankif coming down to Mitzrayim. That's the tfisa of the dream. The adikos, the connection to Torah is going to what preserves us, not just begashmias, beruchnias. That's what preserves Klal Yisrael. Not just beruchnias, begashmias. It goes both ways. This is our survival. And that's why this dream, which reflects the first going down to Mitzrayim, has built into it that the hunger will also be controlled with the Koyach HaTorah. With the Koyach HaMesorah of the Ovis, with the connection to the Ovis, that's going to stop, and that's a Yesoid Godel in the Golos. And Yosef, who was the one who set up Eretz Mitzrayim, the Chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim, right? He was the one. He taught us. Pari could do whatever he wants. He could elevate me to the throne. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef taught us that our survival in the Golos is not going to be with financial strength. He was now given the key, right? He was given the key. Mr. Tzofnas Paneach was now given the key to be the biggest supporter of Torah and everything. Here's the key. Mr. Tzofnas Paneach. He's the one that all the yeshivas are going to call. Shalom Aleichem. Mishulachem come from Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivah shaveis to Mr. Tzofnas Paneach? I get those questions all the time. How can Yeshiva get me into this guy, this P and this Kiyach or whatever it is? It's always the same guy. I say, from now on, I'm going to tell them who's Samech Bechelkoi. Mishnah State Ezo Asher Samech Bechelkoi. Sometimes those people give more money anyway than the Ashirim that are not Samech Bechelkoi. Right? So now Yosef is given the key to the biggest treasury in the world. But Yosef teaches us that that's not what's going to save us. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Toich kedei dibur. He doesn't allow Tzofnas Paneach to even penetrate. He stays Yosef. Das is Vayetze Yosef. That's the lekach. That's the lekach. The lekach over here is, and the emes is, without Torah, you're asleep. The only way to survive is with Torah. And that's why when they showed him in the dream, Azmet Shlofen, you need to have somebody that's for Shlofnisht. The Torah is the only thing that keeps us awake. I was thinking that this Rob Reiner Nebuch and his wife and the kid, you could have $200 million. You could have $300 million. You could have access to all the professionals in the world. But if you don't have a connection to Torah, there's no bottom. There's no bottom. It's for Ishan. You're asleep. That was my takeaway. Because they talk, you know, in the government, they talk about all these, you know, deprived, and we have to do something, and all these murderers because they had a troubled childhood and they weren't able to be helped. And here you have a murderer that killed both his parents in cold blood, Shechita. He had access to every possible resource. How'd it happen? You know why? He doesn't have a key to the main resource. Torah. And if you don't have the key access to Torah, that's the refuah. The refuah is Torah. You don't have that. I'm just telling you how it hit me. That's all. Everybody can have their own way how it affects them. That was my because they always say all these cases. They always say they weren't helped and they weren't this and they weren't. This guy was helped more than anybody could be helped. But he was helped only with Sofnas Paneach. He wasn't helped with Vayetze Yosef El Eretz Mitzrayim. And it's Ken Zayin and Mistava Al Zev Old Given. If it will be Vayetze Yosef El Eretz Mitzrayim, I always say the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Hey. It's the same thing the Gemara always says. The Gemara says in Yuma Lamed Hey that whoever comes up to Shemayim Lachamei Ve'eshem, they can ask him the same question. Madu Alo Yosakta Bater. Every person gets the same question. Nick Reiner, this kid, I think his name is Nick, I don't know. But that's what I remember. Nick Reiner, they're going to tell him, Madu Alo Yosakta Bater. It's a Chagut Seach. He killed both his parents. This is Madu Alo Yosakta Bater. But the Gemara says they're going to ask that from everybody. You know why? Because Torah is the refuah. Wherever you ended up, if you would have had adikus to Torah, if you would have had the connection to Torah, wherever you ended, whatever bar you fell into, if you would have had a kesher to Torah, you wouldn't have happened. If you had a kesher to Torah. And that's the purity. That's the purity, and that's the Shemen Zayah Zoch. Why does the menorah have to be such pure oil? If you ask a lady in the kitchen, right, she would say, if you have a choice, pure oil, pure virgin oil, pure oil. Now you have a choice. Either you're going to use your purest, your best oil in your ingredients, or you're going to use your best oil in your candle. What would you say? What you're eating? Pure. Yeah, this is a light, a mashu. Probably you have to be a mumcha gadol like we have in Hilchos Kfela. There's halach in Yeridea that a kfela, if a person tastes something, right, a goy tastes something, and there's many different opinions in the Rishonim, what are the conditions for that tasting? If it has to be he doesn't know you're relying on him. Adarab, it has to be dafki, you know you're relying on him. Rabbi Kivega says it's so confusing, that's why the Ramo was machmir. Not to rely on a kfela. Sfardim, the Mechaba Paschas, they could rely on a goy. You don't need shishim. A goy can. Rebbe Tzion Abba Shola has a famous shayla. If a Sfardi tastes something, so then that's a simple answer. You don't have shishim. So the Sfardi could have a goy, tell him if it has a tam iso, and he could eat it. And then we could rely on the Sfardi. We may not have the same in Hogan, but they're kosher ledus. The Rambam was kosher ledus. The kosher ledus, the Mechab was kosher ledus. Have him tell you. We haven't seen Abba Shol handles with it. She should be okay. But it all depends why we don't believe a kfela. There's a tzad that we don't accept the kfeila is not because loy samchina kfeila, because of kiva eger's cheshbon, that we don't know what type of kfeila to use or under what conditions. There's a tzad to say that today we don't have the sensitivity of tam. We don't have a boki in tam. It's a daka shebedaka. If that's the reason, it doesn't help that the Sfaradi tasted it. He's a Nemon. We believe him. But so what? The guy didn't know what he was talking about? And Lahavdil, he don't know what he's talking about. Doesn't help us. Selfless. Lamaisa, that difference in the light from Kosis probably was indiscernible. You probably wouldn't even tell the difference between Shemen Zayis Zoch and Shemen Zayis Pretty Zoch. You wouldn't even know the difference. But the Gemara says, Kosis Lamo, but not Kosis Lamenoches. Why? Because the menorah is Torah. The menorah is Kiner Mitzvah Torah. There's an unbelievable rivet. I'm being Yitzin Halachalad days. There's an unbelievable rivet. The rivet in Talmud. The rivet in Talmud asks a question. And this rivet in Talmud, by the way, is Miyashiv Apella. We find, I'm sorry, Rabbi Say, they're almost probably hungry. There's a rivet in Talmud. The Ravid and Talmud asks, why were there so many Nisim with the menorah? The menorah had so many miracles. Rabbi Sherman, my shmuz is longer than your halal. Not that your halal was too long, it's very geschmack. That's the difference. Your halal is easy to listen to. This is an avoider. So Lemaisa, the Ravid asks a question. Why was the menorah so many nisim? Va'oimer Moiri Aravzal, says the Ravid, my Rebbe told us that the menorah is Mesamel Torah. For Torah it is nisim. For Torah it is miracles. Which the way I'm telling you, that's all Nichlal in the dream of Yosef. There could be Teva, seven hunger years, yes. But the menorah comes down to Mitzrayim, it don't need him. Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, there's miracles. There's miracles. But it has to be Rabbi Yisai, it has to be pure Torah. It has to be unadulterated Torah. There's a lot of people officially Torah. Pure Torah. Torah can't be blemished. That's why Kosis Lamoya. That's why the oil has to be pure, unadulterated. The oil has to be pure because we have to know that our connection to Torah, as important that it has to be tight, it has to be pure. It has to be an emes, a pure connection. Torah has to be zach. In Marav Doim Elamalach, that's the whole concept. There has to be a level of purity. That's the idea. And that's why it was critical that the nay should happen, that it should be Shem and Toho. Because that's the whole battle. The whole battle is there shouldn't be a tumas Hamim. So if we're going to go now and use the oil that they were Matama, we're missing the point. Not as Halacha. Not that Halacha we can't use it. We could use it. And it could even be Tumah Hutra B'tzibul. But the message of the purity of Torah that we missed. We're missing it. And that's why the it had to happen in such a way. That's the Yisoid Advarim. The emes is in Shabbos, just to end with this one point. In Shabbos, Ichuri Yoima, the idea of Ichuri Yoima, I think is like this. There are two parts to Ichuri Yoima. One part of the Churi Yoma is halachic. Halachic. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melacha. During the week, you're allowed to do melacha. You try to delay, you try to hold on to Shabbos longer, you delay it, you postpone it halachically, you postpone your Chilul Shabbos. But there's another nekudah. Shabbos is the adikus that we have to Torah. Lo yinitnu Shabbos is li Yisrael, Chazal tell us, look at this, she's asku b'Torah. Shabbos is azman. It's a zman of Torah. That's the Shabbos. It's our totality of Ruchnias. That is the Yesod Adova of what the Ner Chanukah represents. The Ner Chanukah represents the Adikus to Torah. And the going away, what did the Yevanim want? Kisvu lechem al keron hashoah. They wanted us to become oblivious. In the world of Gashmias, Rabbi Yankov always used to say from the Alto Slobodka, Kisvu lechem al keron hashoah. They knew, why keron hashoah? They knew that the Jews' biggest distraction is money. That's our distraction. So the Alto Slobodka said, that's why they told us, the shore where you're busy in your fields, where you're plowing, where you're doing your melech zasode, ein lucham chelik b'elokei Yisrael. They knew, in the Beis Medrash, it's not going to work. To write in the Beis Medrash, ein lucham chelik b'elokei Yisrael, that's not going to work. But kisvu lucham al keren hashoah. And that's what Shabbos is. Memela, the Hadlokah tells us, Ichur Yoma, the Hadlokah itself tells us, hold on to this more. Hold on to your connection to Torah more. Hold on to your connection to Ruchnias more. Shabbos is the holy side of Shabbos. Memela, the Ichur Yoma on Chanukah is more chomer than ever. Because that's the side of Chanukah. The Hadlokah itself, we're telling us, we're holding on to Shabbos. We're holding on to Musig of Shabbos. Aguten Shabbos. Lost the same too long. Oh, but it's too. I'm also as Achvus. It's too long.
So Yosef got 70 languages. They added a letter. What letter did they add to Yosef's name?